Hi, I'm Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach, and this is one of the 10 most important lessons I have learned while intentionally engaging change over the last 50 years. Today's lesson is trust, be trusted. But why is trust important during change? Well, let's begin with a definition of change. Change is a disruption in expectations. The bigger the disruption, the bigger the change. And the more our expectations are disrupted, the more on guard we become. Trust and distrust are actually located in different sections of the brain. Trust is located in the prefrontal cortex. This is the newest part of the brain. It's where our creativity, our empathy, our rational thinking, our executive functions are located. It takes a tenth of a second to trigger the prefrontal cortex. Distrust is actually located back in the limbic and amygdala areas of the brain. The amygdala, you may know, is the site of what's sometimes known as the amygdala hijack, when we enter our fight, flight, freeze, appease mode. The amygdala is triggered in 7/100ths of a second. A 300ths of a second difference. So if you're entering into a change, people are feeling defensive. They're on guard. They're already beginning to trigger this, do I stay or do I run? Do I freeze? Do I appease? And if you begin by triggering further distrust, the best you can hope to get in response is an appeasement response, not a true commitment to what you are trying to engage them in terms of the change. If you're not familiar with Judith E. Glaser's work on conversational intelligence, I highly recommend her book, Conversational Intelligence, How Great Leaders Build Trust and Get Extraordinary Results. I had the good fortune of taking a course on conversational intelligence for coaches with Judith a few years ago. In part, the course gave me an understanding from a neuroscience perspective of what I had intuitively learned along the way in working through change. And then there were new things I learned as well. Among them, what I'll be sharing with you today on trust. If you geek into the science of the brain, if you will, this is a great read. It really goes into all of that electrochemical stuff that happens that triggers different responses and so forth and so on. That's not me, but I still found it a great read because it gave me great insights into the stimuli that cause particular responses that can help or impede successful change. A key premise of Judith's work is the importance of conversation. From the introduction to conversational intelligence, quote, "To get to the next level of greatness depends on the quality of our culture, which depends on the quality of our relationships, which depends on the quality of our conversations. Everything happens through conversations." So what does it take to hold conversations that demonstrate and that create trust? Judith has created a model using the acronym TRUST. I'm going to walk through the model and briefly describe some of the ways that I have applied it in my coaching. T in the TRUST acronym is transparency. So how do you build transparency? Well, to begin with, sharing information. When you're in relationship with others, no question goes unanswered. We all create answers for ourselves when others won't provide them for us. Sharing information helps quiet the fear of the unknown. As important as it is for you to share information with others, it's also important to request what you need from them. Life is dynamic. Things change. When we and or others are going through change, there are, as people often say, a lot of moving parts. Sharing information and requesting what you need is not once and done. It's important in an ongoing way to keep everyone in the loop. The outcome of transparency is that others know what you know. Our relationship. What is important to others? Unless you ask, you won't know. Don't assume you know, because you could well be wrong. If you're the catalyst for a change that's affecting others, or you're a facilitator in the change process, a coach, a therapist, a change practitioner, a supervisor, a CEO, in any of those roles, knowing what is important to others can help you shape how the change is executed, how people are engaged in the change, and so forth. Step into others' shoes. You've probably heard the expression in one way or another. It takes many forms. But essentially, what it's saying is you won't fully understand until you have experienced what they have experienced, until you've felt what they've felt. Each of us is unique. We are the products of a unique set of experiences. While we may not literally be able to walk a mile in the shoes of others, remember the power of story that we've talked about in an earlier lesson. We can visualize what it's like to be laid off as a single parent, or to find ourselves wrestling with a sexual identity that is different than we are living our lives, or so many other things. We can feel the ache in our hearts, the torment in our brains, the knot in our gut. Step into the other's shoes. Have an open dialogue about what is important to others. One of my clients was a very successful financial planner. He had plateaued in his business for quite some time, but felt it was now time that he stepped up his game again. He acknowledged that his own attitudes and behaviors were not ones that he would accept from the other members of his team. We began by addressing his doing and his being. He was the most articulate client I think I have ever had when it came to describing the personal and professional vision that he wanted to live into. I then asked him to tell me about the personal and professional visions of his team members. There was silence. He didn't have a clue. He immediately set out to have one-on-one conversations with each of them. During that time, he shared his vision, and more importantly, he invited them to share theirs. Have open dialogue about what's important to others. The outcome of relationship for this client, just as it is each time we focus on establishing relationship in this way, is that we get in sync with others. Transparency, relationship, you, understanding. Set the context for understanding. Here I want to quote from conversational intelligence. I believe understanding means we stand under the same view of the world. People trust us more when we have their best interest at heart. Understanding each other's context and perspective is invaluable for building trust. In the case of my financial advisor client, he set the context that he wanted to support the team members in achieving their vision, and in turn, wanted them to support him in achieving his. Listen actively. Really hear others. Active listening isn't just paraphrasing back. It's about seeking clarification, asking about what is not being said, really hearing. Use people's insights to gain understanding. In sharing their insights, people are sharing the lenses through which they are looking at a situation. Paying careful attention to these insights can help you understand who they are and how they are showing up. The outcome of building understanding in this way is seeing and validating each other's perspectives. S, shared success. Let's return to my financial advisor again. By determining what was important to each of his team members, he was able to frame his own recommitment to growth in ways that supported their progress toward their visions as well. He was able to engage the team in growth and reward their contributions in ways that contributed to each one's sense of success. Shared success is about win-win, not win-lose. Aligning perspectives allows you to determine what that win-win outcome will look like and how it will be measured. The outcome of establishing shared success is co-creating a shared view of reality and future possibilities. Transparency, relationship, understanding, shared success. And the last T is truth-telling. Sometimes hard truths need to be told. Do so openly, honestly, and with empathy. Remember, empathy resides in your prefrontal cortex, and it is the prefrontal cortex of the other that you want to tell the hard truth to. In any relationship, there are bound to be misunderstandings. The likelihood of this increases during change as things that were once stable are now dynamic. Providing insights to others can help to narrow any misunderstandings that arise. Let others know where they stand with candor and, again, with caring. Once again, you're coming from the prefrontal cortex in this way, and you're helping to engage the prefrontal cortex of others. The outcome of truth-telling in this way is narrowing reality gaps. Trust. Be trusted. Be transparent. Be in relationship. Build relationship. Build understanding. Enter into an environment of shared success and tell hard truths with candor and empathy. When you are able to build trust in this way, to be trusted and to trust, you're engaging in a dialogue with people from the prefrontal cortex. You're accessing your own, and you're allowing others to access their empathy, their rational thinking, their creativity, their reasoned decision-making. So let me give you one more example of how I use this model in my work with clients. I actually call on it anytime I'm working with a client who is facing some sort of relationship challenge. And in this case, it was a business owner, a small consulting firm, who often goes out on sales calls. And what he was finding is that sometimes he was getting into arguments with his prospective clients. Certainly not a good move when you're trying to get business from them. So I began by asking him, in your exchanges with your prospects, whether it's your emails, whether it's any other written communications you provide, certainly when you're sitting down face to face, what is it that you do to establish transparency between the two of you? And then after he had answered that and I explored any follow-up questions, I asked him the same about relationship and then understanding and shared success and truth-telling. And by the time we got through with the model, he had called out to himself and to me where he was falling down. And we could build an action plan for him to strengthen his ability to build trust with his prospects. Earning and building trust are critical to successfully moving through change. Transparency, relationship, understanding, shared success, truth-telling, trust. If this lesson has been helpful to you, please feel free to share it with others. I am Brian Gorman, your Transforming Lives coach. If you have any questions about this or any of the other lessons that I'm offering, or any aspect of change and moving through change and your own change experience, please feel free to reach out to me at any time.